You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends.
Yo, YB8.
Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in DMV.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And I'm going to just let y'all know right now, this episode going to hurt some feelings. I saw a lot of stuff this week, and we going to get to it, man. One more thing before I start. I just want to make it clear. Like, I talk about everybody. White men, black men, white women, black women, Hispanic men. I've had Hispanic women on the show. I had an Asian girl I talked about the other day. So This episode right here is specifically in the black community. You know what I mean? So people going to take offense to this, and I really don't care. You can leave your comments, whatever. I might block you. I might respond to you with some facts. It's going to hurt some feelings. So let's kick this episode off. All right. So the first thing I saw was exclusive. America's booming. Secret male plastic surgery industry revealed. 1.3 million men in America are getting BBLs, lipo, and ab implants that cost up to $4,000 each year in what has been dubbed by the daddy do-over. So here we have men getting surgery. The cat is out the bag. We got men out here getting the same surgery that the women are getting. So we're going to break this down today. So the first thing that popped up in my mind was something I brought up a while ago, that we just got a lot of insecure dudes in this society, in our country specifically, right? Because I did an episode about men not wanting their girl to go to male trainers. So we know dudes are insecure. We know that. And we have something specifically in the black culture where we call it the get money belly. Right. And I always said that the get money belly was bullshit. And this just proves it. So all these dudes a couple years ago was talking about, oh, this the get money belly. Girls would be saying it too. I need a man with a get money belly. But why dudes trying to get rid of it? I thought you was getting money. I thought everything was good. I thought the belly was cool. But now y'all trying to get rid of it. So I don't understand. I really don't. And this just goes to show you, it's crazy. All these headlines be proving me right. This just goes to show you that you can't believe everything you see on Instagram. Because a lot of these dudes, I'm going to tell you the first guys that come to mind. A lot of these dudes are Instagram influencers, probably in the fitness industry, selling y'all workout plans, selling y'all supplements, selling y'all all types of bullshit. You can't believe everything you see. All right. The stuff you need to believe is the slow, gradual process, the long-term results. That's what you got to believe. Any quick fix, get a six-pack in 2 weeks, get this, that is bullshit. Do this ab workout to get the six-pack. Do this ab. Bullshit. Got to eat right. Takes a while. Got to burn some fat. Okay? The second type of person that comes to mind when I see this is no shade to any community, any demographic. Okay? The second thing I thought about was Saucy Santana. If you're not aware who Saucy Santana is, he's a black male rapper. He's a gay rapper. And he has what appears to be a BBL. So I think a lot of people in the gay community probably get it too. So they probably make up for a lot of it on top of the fitness influencers. So, I mean, they didn't specify who gets it, but I don't think just like regular, average, everyday dudes are getting it. I think those are the two people, the two types of people that come to mind when I think about it. So, and, you know, back to the influencer thing, man, like I brought this up a couple times, just, you know, like me and my client got into it about a guy who talked about how he got lean eating turkey sandwiches. And my client, who's, you know, y'all don't know who it is, so I'm going to just say it. At that time, she was 230 pounds. She's telling me she gonna eat turkey sandwiches to get lean. And she saw the TikTok about it. And I'm just like, bruh, like, that does not work. You can't do that. It's not gonna work for you. And the dude, maybe it worked for him. Maybe the dude was a former athlete. Maybe he's 22 years old. He probably never really got a chance to accumulate fat on his body. So, boom. Maybe he did get lean with it. But that's not gonna work for you in your 30s, ma'am. It's not gonna work. So... the next thing I thought about was, and I'm pretty sure this picture here in the article, I'm just pulling the picture back up. This before and after picture right here is the guy Bam Man Kevo, who's a rapper. I don't know any songs by him, but he's like gotten famous on Instagram. He's gotten famous on TikTok just from his clips talking about his surgery and talking about getting money. So I found a snippet from one of his interviews where he reacted to getting the surgery. So, let's hear the clip, man. Let's hear what he had to say.
Did you do it for the look or other people you did?
No, myself. Like, I'm gonna be honest, I got cheated on a lot.
Really?
By a lot of like guys with better bodies.
Really?
Yeah. Just to be honest, I don't even care. You know what I mean?
Did that nigga say bad?
He said what?
So if you were the chick, you obviously. Nigga, your name is Batman Kevin. You got the bag.
I got the bag.
Whatever.
It didn't make me feel bad. But
did them niggas that your shorty or whoever fucked, did they have the bag too?
No.
What? Hell nah.
Yeah.
This is
so disloyal. It's like I understand. I was just like, okay, cool. You know what I mean?
That is crazy because all these corny personal trainer jokes, y'all don't get no girls, y'all just be trying to show y'all body off, y'all corny, and look at that. Look at that. Hey, she don't like muscles, man. What you got on the muscles? Come on, man. The proof is in the pudding. I'm never wrong. When it comes to these fitness topics, I'm never wrong. I'm too far in the game. I've been in the game too long. I know what I'm talking about. Haters don't know what they're talking about, all right? So, insecure. Back to the insecure topic. He got cheated on multiple times by women with guys that had better bodies than him. First thing that didn't come to his mind was to choose a better girl, right? First thing. Second thing, he didn't choose to better himself. He didn't think, well, if the ladies like these guys who go to the gym, maybe I need to get my fat ass in shape. No. Right? And then next thing, and a lot of y'all probably aren't familiar with this guy. I've seen a couple of interviews. All he does is brag about his money, how much money he gets. And so that's probably all the women probably wanted from him was just to take his money. They probably didn't like his personality. They probably thought he was cocky. All he talked about is the money he get. He could have been lying about the money he had. So, and then he goes on to say that he did the surgery for himself. He got it for himself. No, you just admitted that the girls were cheating on you. So with guys with better bodies than you. So no, you did not do it for yourself. You're lying, bruh. You want a better body. Like, and then this goes for the females too. Anybody who says they're getting surgery for the same sex, it's a lie. I'm not trying to hear it, man. So, because let's keep it real. If them women were not cheating on you, right, you wouldn't have done it. If his body, if whatever his body was before the surgery, if that was the new style, he would have kept his body. Same for women. If small butts were in style, or, you know what I'm saying, like no hips were in style, which they are, or if women thought that was in style, they wouldn't get BBLs and all that shit. All right? So, that was crazy, man. And I mentioned the Saucy Santana and the male fitness influencers, but to the men that are doing it that aren't in that category, well, actually, to the Saucy Santana type man, y'all do y'all thing. I ain't on my podcast to talk to y'all, but the fake male influencers and the guys who are insecure about their body and don't want to put the work in, that's weak as hell. You know, because fitness, the way it builds your character, and if I have time at the end, I'm going to post another video talk about how fitness builds your character. The way fitness builds your character and make you a better man, you missing out on some valuable life lessons and some valuable life level up. So get your shit together, man. Stop it. Stop selling these fake plans to people. And look, if you doing all of this, hold on. If you doing all of this,
stop the cap.
If you doing all this capping, it's gonna come back and bite you in the ass later. So with all that being said, I'm killing y'all. Come on, man. It's crazy. Everything I say comes to the light and it's true, all right? This next video is going to hurt some people, but I had to respond to this because this was just pure bullshit, all right? So let's get ready for the boxing match because y'all about to be mad at me, and guess what? I don't care because I'm telling the truth, and this truth going to help somebody. So let's check it out, man. We on to the ladies now, so let's check it out.
Most black women are overweight or obese. Well, you know why? Because you can't afford a gym membership for them. And they would rather eat than be with a broke man. They would rather sit down and prepare a meal for their kids and their family and eat and get fat because y'all aren't worth being skinny for. What we gonna be looking good and snatched for? To go get some coffee? Oh, I got to go to the gym. I might get invited out for some coffee tomorrow. let me go get my brows waxed so I can get this coffee. Ooh, girl, I gotta go. I'm fasting, girl. I'm going to Applebee's tomorrow. What do we have to be skinny for? Y'all ain't taking us nowhere where we gotta fit into something to look extra good. Y'all ain't taking us to no fundraiser. We ain't going to no gala. Y'all ain't getting no private jets to jet us off. Y'all ain't surprising us with plane tickets nowhere where we gotta be snatched. Y'all trying to take us to Applebee's to your mama.
Yo, what? Bruh.
I beg your pardon.
That is insane. So first of all, before I dive into the video, let's throw some facts out there. We live in an obese country where pretty much half of the people, or more than half of the people, are obese. In our country, there are more obese women than men. Now, let's break it down to black women specifically, our black communities. We don't have healthy restaurants for the most part, and our knowledge is lacking when it comes to health and fitness. And that's why we tend to have more obese, not just women, but obese people in the black community. And our women, there are more obese women than men. So, yeah, we have more obese women. All right. Let's keep it 100. This is all facts. This ain't, you hate black women. You're shaming women's bodies. No, this is all facts. And before I dive into this video, I have helped more black women lose weight than any other demographic. Okay? Most of my clients, 90% of my clients are black women. And a good portion of them black women have been training with me for 3+ years. 3, 4, 5, some 6 years. All right? Let's get that on the table before I dive further into this topic. All right, before y'all hit me with that sensitive shit. All right, I ain't got time. Matter of fact, I'm cooking y'all today. Let's look at our culture specifically, black people culture. And if you white or Hispanic or Asian or Indian watching this, tune in. You might learn something too. All right, let's look at our culture for the black women and when it comes to health and fitness and it comes to bodies, right? Okay, the black women who are idolized for their bodies, right? So think about all the black women that the celebrities that our black women idolize in their bodies. Okay, one or two things: they either had surgery, right? Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, Lotto. I'm just naming a few. It's probably a few that I missed. I'm the first that come to mind. Okay, chill, relax. Okay. Now, either they had surgery, or the second is They might live that workout lifestyle. They might be active. They might exercise often.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
But they don't showcase it much. They don't showcase that side of their lifestyle. And I wish these women showcased it more, right? Now, first woman that comes to mind when I say this, Lori Harvey, right? Y'all, black women, y'all love Lori Harvey. Look, Lori Harvey looks amazing. I'm attracted to her too. She looked good. She looked good. Real good, okay? What happened when Lori Harvey... Rewind. Lori Harvey posted something last year, and y'all asked Lori Harvey to drop her workout plan, right? Sis, what's the workout plan? Tell us. What is it? What's the secret? Lori Harvey dropped the workout plan, and what happened? What was y'all reaction? Oh, no, that's not realistic. We ain't doing it. So somebody told you the steps that need to be taken to get the body that a lot of y'all want, the ones that want to look like Lori Harvey. She told y'all what to do, and y'all rejected it, right? So if you think I'm lying, let's pull it up. Let's pull it up, man.
Okay, so I just left my Pilates class, and I see the girls are signing up for Pilates now. Love that for you guys. But everybody's been asking, like, what it is I specifically did to get my body to this point. So when Mike and I got together, I gained like 15 pounds of relationship weight, and it was horrible. None of my clothes fit. It was just not okay. So I've been consistently doing Pilates for like the last year. I've done it for a few years, but I've been really consistent the last year. And when I was trying to drop weight, I was working out like 5-6 times a week, and I would even do, like, for the first month and a half, I think I did 2-a-days. So what I would do was, I was in a calorie deficit. I think I maybe was consuming like 1200 calories in a day max, and I wasn't on like a specific eating regimen. I just was trying to do like meat and veggies and like minimal carbs. And then I had this sprint interval circuit that I would do. So I would do Pilates in the morning, and then I would leave there, and I would sometimes directly go to the gym and hop on the treadmill for 30 minutes. And it's a specific sprint interval workout I did. So if you guys want that, I'll give it to you later. So then I would do that, or I also like to do like a hike, or I would go run the stairs, just some type of cardio. That's how you drop, because Pilates alone is not going to make you lose weight. It's just going to give you long, lean muscles. So yeah, that's how I did it.
Bruh, she just gave y'all the game for free. She dropped the gems. She told y'all the workout she did. She told you what she ate. What specifically, what kind of food she ate, how many calories she ate. She told y'all she was doing 2-a-days. She told you can't do Pilates alone. She told y'all she gained that bullshit relationship weight term that I hate. She told y'all everything, and y'all got mad. And I only got a certain amount of time for the podcast, but I did some digging, because I did a video on this last year. So I did some digging, and I just like found like 2 tweets I had screenshotted. I ain't go through, you know, my whole phone. That was over like almost a year ago. But here's the first one. Y'all be open to advice on how to get a nice body until y'all hear diet and exercise. Did she lie? Now, if she would have told y'all it was a flat tummy tee or some surgery, y'all would have been quick to get that, or some type of dumbass waist trainer, y'all would have been quick to get that. All right, and here go one more tweet. 2 weeks ago, What I just said this. 2 weeks ago, people were screaming for Lori Harvey to drop the routine, sis. Lori Harvey drops the routine, and now everyone mad and saying she has an eating disorder. All right. So that's part of the culture with our, well, I'll just say women. I'm not going to say black women. All right. Even though that's what we're talking about. That's the culture of women. We certain types of women, we tend to idolize surgery bodies or people who don't showcase their lifestyle, and they don't showcase it because, boom, exhibit A. People be mad when they hear the truth. All right. Now, back to this bullshit video. Actually, I'm going to pull it up one more time because I lost my talking point and I need to just refresh myself and refresh the audience. So let me play it real quick.
But most black women are overweight or obese. Well, you know why? Because you can't afford a gym membership for them. And they would rather eat than be with a broke man. They would rather sit down and prepare a meal for their kids and their family and eat and get fat because y'all aren't worth being skinny for. What we gonna be looking good and snatched for? To go get some coffee? Oh, I got to go to the gym. I might get invited out for some coffee tomorrow. let me go get my brows waxed so I can get this coffee. Ooh, girl, I gotta go. I can't. I'm fasting, girl. I gotta. I'm going to Applebee's tomorrow. What do we have to be skinny for? Y'all ain't taking us nowhere where we got to fit into something to look extra good. Y'all ain't taking us to no fundraiser. We ain't going to no gala. Y'all ain't getting no private jets. Genocide. Y'all ain't surprising us with plane tickets nowhere where we got to be snatched. Y'all trying to take us to Applebee's and to your mama.
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. What do you mean by that?
All right. Back to this bullshit. First thing she points out is we won't pay for a gym membership, okay? Let's throw that out the window because you can get Planet Fitness for $10 and there are various gyms similar to Planet Fitness where you can get a membership for $20, $30, okay? It doesn't cost that much money. And let's think about what people spend their money on, right? A whole bunch of shit that they want. A whole bunch of bullshit. Spending it on food. You going out on dumbass dates getting fat. You going out to happy hour getting fat. You going on vacations getting fat. You doing all these fat activities, these fat activities, right? But you can't spend $10 on the membership. So let's throw that out the window, right? We want to spend it on some bullshit, but not necessities, right? And then you need a private plane. Or a jet to lose weight? You don't need to take care of yourself. You don't do it for your health. You're not doing it to prevent disease, prevent heart attack, prevent cardiovascular disease, prevent diabetes, prevent all types of issues, prevent osteoporosis. You need a private jet. So somebody's not taking you on a private jet or to a fancy restaurant. So that's why you don't need to be skinny. That's why you don't need to lose weight. The lack of accountability is crazy. No, you're lazy and uneducated. It is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. And you know, and there are some women, a smaller percentage of women, because they Let's be real. Women care about their image, right? And there's a small percentage of women who really like, they really enjoy being overweight, and that's cool. And I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking to the ones that want to lose. All right, I'm not talking to those, right? There's a percentage of women that want that, and they'll use these talking points to stay in the same spot, and that's not what they really want. And that's very detrimental to the mindsets of these women and our society as a whole, and basically basically implying that men are broke, so I'm gonna be overweight. That mindset, regardless of black, white, whatever, it's gonna keep y'all obese. Okay, same. I mean, I just talked about the men. I'm talking about the women now. Don't. It's real. That's the truth. And this just reminded me of a video I did a while ago. And if you're a new subscriber, you probably didn't see me react to this, but I'm just going to bring it up. I'm probably going to end up bringing it up again. But here, I'm going to just play it for y'all real quick because it's another lack of accountability. Let's check it out.
The research says that black women, when we do the same diets as white women, we lose less weight and we lose it slower. And what public health practitioners think is that our stress responses in the body change our metabolism. It's literally that the racism that you're experiencing and the struggle to make ends meet actually means the diet don't work for you the same.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
So somebody gets behind a microphone making you feel better about your lack of weight loss, your lack of activity, your lack of exercise, your lack of choosing healthy foods, and y'all just agree with it. I mean, this was crazy too. I'm not gonna pull up the tweets from this because I got tweets from this too. This was maybe a year or two ago when I first saw this. But just another example of lack of accountability. You're blaming everything but your habits. You're blaming, I didn't show it in this clip, but she even, the full clip, she even blamed the president. Like, she blamed the president for being obese. And I wish I could ask her, like, what have you ate in the past 30 days? What'd you eat last week? And I guarantee she's not taking the steps to lose the weight. No way. No way she went to the gym 5-6 times this week before she got on that interview. There's no way. She ate lean protein and vegetables before this and drank a gallon of water. Absolutely no way. There's no way. It's literally science. It has nothing to do with your race. And even if you're stressed, there's a way to manage stress. We talk about therapy all the time on this podcast. You having trouble with your mental like that? Go to therapy. Use the gym as your therapy. There's ways to manage that stress. There's ways to do it. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying, but we all got our problems. You're not the only person. Like, it's unacceptable. It's not an excuse. Like, why didn't she say what diet she followed? Why she ain't tell us? What diet did you do that didn't work? Please let us know. I would love to know. Somebody that's helped a lot of black women lose weight, let me know. I'd love to get on a panel with her and debate that. Y'all really be trying to cancel me. Man. Listen, man. We got to stop this surgery stuff, right? And one thing that pops in my mind is this surgery stuff is pretty new. So we don't know what it's going to be, what it's going to turn into years from now. So, and I always say this, we got YouTube, TikTok, we got Google. You can figure out how to change your body, change your physique, right? Long, slow, gradual process is always better. When you enter college, you don't get a degree in the first 2 weeks. It takes 4 years, right? You want a certain certification to get a certain job, it takes time. We have this skill set and use it towards other areas except for health and fitness and our body image, right? We use patience for all types of stuff, saving money. People use patience for all types of stuff. Building character, that's what this fitness thing does for you. And I mean, this is just ridiculous. This got to stop. I should have went harder today. I think I went hard enough, but I mean, I'm speaking all facts, all facts. So look, man, C. Marty Fit, another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Like, comment, subscribe. If you have a topic you want me to talk about, send it over to me. If you disagree with me, let me know why you disagree. I'm gonna cook you in the comments, but let me know. So another episode. I'll catch y'all on the next episode of Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in D&D.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. we always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.